Love Line, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. No guest tonight. But later on this week, Jay Moore, Matthew Lillard will be here, and Slash from Guns N' Roses, and Slash's Snake Pit, and many other endeavors will be in here. And I haven't seen Slash in a while, so I'm interested to see how coherent he is.
How he survives.
He does survive. Yeah. All right, Dr. Drew, did I give the board certified?
I don't know.
Board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Man show on tonight, everybody. Oh. Comedy Central. Yeah, big one.
Turn off the radio and turn to the TV, of course.
Oprah Jimfrey. Yeah, that's a big one. Jimmy's Oprah. Very entertaining. So this weekend, I was... I don't know if you've ever had this experience, and I imagine it's something that only L.A. people get, which is people really beating up on your town and not thinking twice about it.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, I was out on Lake Big Bear. Big Bear Lake today. Got up. I was in Big Bear, basically some ski resort with a lake in it about 2 hours out of L.A.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about L.A. There is a ski resort 2 hours away.
Right.
And people don't know that.
Yeah, well, it's the middle of the summer, so I stayed in a cabin and got up there with a bunch of guys, and we decided to hit the lake at 8 in the morning and do some water skiing. And the guy was driving the boat, and there's a certain kind of man who gravitates toward the lake, you know.
And the bald guy of the boat.
And he's just sitting there in the boat. And I always love this. I've had it happen many times. He's like, where are you all from?
Oh.
And then you got to do that Hollywood. We're all from Hollywood, which always sounds like crap. But he's like, where in Hollywood? And one of my friends like, Fairfax area. And he's like, oh, yeah, I used to live there over by Curson. And he's like, yeah, by the high school? Yeah, I grew up there. I lived there. Got the hell out of there. Crime, looting, corrosive smog. And you're just sitting there nodding your head, and you realize, hey, I'm heading back in an hour and a half to that crime-ridden, corrosive smog area that you just spoke of. But, I mean, he gave it it was like the hubs of hell to him. It's like, oh, yeah, I got out of there. I got smart, I got sane, and I got my ass right out of there. And I'm thinking... In what other universe? Like, name me another town where a guy would talk about that in front of four people who were from that town.
About to depart for there.
Who are, you know, it's 8:30 in the morning and at 11 we'll be in our cars heading back there. You couldn't get away with that. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Cleveland, New York. We would have beaten the guy up.
Yeah, somebody would have attacked.
You would have been scared.
Brooklyn.
You just couldn't have taken the town, wherever it is in the world, where the four people were from, said you were from there, and what a piece of ass it was, and how the hell you got your ass out of there because you were smart.
And the great news is you guys all sat there going, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, well, you look around, you see blue skies and a green lake, and you think...
What the F, Adam? Every time we go to another city, you say that.
I know.
Every time.
Christy?
Yo.
You're 19. What's up?
Well, okay. Here's the deal. I've tried having sex with my boyfriend, like, 3 or 4 times, and there's a problem. Like, there's no penetration. Like, it hurts like hell to even try, and I'm wondering what is wrong with me.
Are you lubricating?
Yeah, well, we've tried that, but it's like I'm too...
No. Not are you applying lubrication. Is your body producing lubrication?
You know, I don't really think so, actually.
Maybe. Is he in the right place?
Yeah, well, we've
not
tried,
trying
like,
to
all
get you in the back
of, we tried, like, all different kinds of,
was
like...
Was it in the front where you thought it was?
What?
Well, I mean, he might be putting it in the wrong... Trying to put it in the wrong hole there. That's all I'm saying.
No.
No?
No.
Sometimes people get little abscesses around that area, and it's mistaken for a vagina. No.
That's what happened to you.
So, lubrication.
So, and you don't think you're lubricating. Are you into this guy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are you aroused when you're trying to do this?
But
are you on any medication?
No, not at all.
Nothing, no birth control pills?
No, nothing.
What are you using for contraception?
For just like condoms and stuff like that.
Stuff like that?
Have you, rabbit's feet, have you had sex before?
Oh, no, I'm still a virgin.
Oh, all right.
Well, it does hurt the first time sometimes.
Yeah, that's what my friends were saying, that it's like they've had that same problem where it just like won't go in because like it's just, it feels like it's like ripping my skin and it's like, it won't go in, you know?
Hey, well, have you ever Boy, do I hate this show. But have you ever tried putting your own fingers in there and seeing how the fit was?
Well, yeah, that's fine. It's like, that's just like the right size. But, you know, you try to go any bigger and it's just like, it won't work. It just hurts.
Well, sometimes there can be some spasming of those muscles. And that's often what causes the pain. And if you're kind of uptight, there's actually something called vaginismus, which is thought to be more of a reflexive spasming. And all this stuff has treatment.
I thought that was a Black holiday.
Vaginismus?
Yeah, wasn't it their Christmas? Oh, no, that's Kwanzaa. Stupid. Sorry.
And have you seen a gynecologist or a doctor?
No, I haven't.
All right, it's time to do that. It's in preparation for all this. You got to get your anatomy checked. You got to talk to somebody about birth control. The fact that you're using condoms and all that kind of concerns me. I don't know what all that would include.
Listen, she's 19. She's a babe in the woods. She's a virgin.
Yeah.
She's fumbling her way around.
She's sort of freaked out. I think that's part of the problem. If she relaxes, needs a lot of lubrication, that things will probably be okay, but she ought to be checked out anatomically.
Mandy?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
For the first time tonight, me and my boyfriend, we attempted to have sex. He had the condom on and he went in.
Right.
He didn't go in all the way, just, I'm assuming, left 3 inches. And it hurt, like, they felt like the skin was splitting.
It's the same call. Did you hear us talking to our previous caller?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, right?
Well, no.
No.
And the thing is, though, when I told him to pull out, because I wanted to make sure if there was any blood or anything, and there was a lot, and I made him stick his fingers inside me to feel around, and it was bleeding a lot, and my mother, I'm petrified to tell her if I ever had sex, you know what I mean, because she'd probably either keep me and him away, and I am so in love with him, I mean, he's my first with everything.
How old is he?
He's 16.
Alright, how's the part go where you have him reach into the piggy bank and feel around, see if he can fish a nickel out?
Just basically fingering me.
Oh, hold on a second, Drew. Write that down.
Fingers. Okay.
Basic finger. Well, I'm going to write BF, and hopefully that'll remind
me. ING.
Basic fingering. Yeah, but I mean, was that because you weren't going to have sex? Or the way you described it at the beginning, it's like he was looking for something or seeing if you were bleeding or something like that.
Yeah, he was seeing if I was bleeding or not because I made him pull out.
Well, you knew you were bleeding. What was he on a search for?
To see if I was bleeding a lot because we did this previously and it was only a little bit.
So you had sex before?
No. Today was like the first time.
Oh, boy, here we go. It's a Loveline caller.
Well, they previously done this before.
But
had you had sex before?
No.
Will you listen? You're confusing me.
Yeah. You're confusing you, honey.
Anyway, today is the first time he ever actually went in.
Right.
Okay, this first time he attempted.
And what had you done before?
He just, like, stuck, like, the very head, just not even the penis, just tried to go in.
And that caused bleeding and pain also?
Yeah, it was splitting the skin.
Listen, you're not tearing anything. I mean, although there is such a thing. You're just really probably tearing the hymen, the opening the vagina up, right? And that's a normal process.
Yeah, but my question is, can the doctors tell that to see if you're a virgin or not?
Well, sometimes people don't. They can tell if you are a virgin, they can't tell if you aren't. In other words, if you have a hymen, you're a virgin. If you don't have one, sometimes that just happens by itself.
Mandy?
And what difference does it make? If you're doing anything with a doctor, that's confidential. That has nothing to do with anyone else but you.
She's worried about her mom.
Yeah, your mom is not...
My mother will beat me to the floor.
Yeah, well, she'll beat you?
Yeah.
Well, if she beats you, then you should be calling the police or Child Protective Services.
Well, we've had that once happen before.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, but I mean...
Hey, Mandy?
Yeah?
All right, I'm going to say something that's going to be very important. I have checked my statistics sheet, and you are 500 times more likely to get pregnant before your 16th birthday than the average woman is.
Why?
Just because I can hear your voice. I hear your mom beating you to the floor. God knows where your dad is. You got a 16-year-old boyfriend. He's already starting to stick it in. And I want you to be careful with the pregnancy. Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, we're using a condom and all, but I mean, I'm just experimenting, I guess you could say.
Right, but they can still get you pregnant.
You're acting out.
Okay, you want to go to the doctor and have yourself looked at, though, right?
That's what you should do. Maybe Planned Parenthood.
Go to Planned Parenthood and have them do that. That's fine. It's normal. You're becoming sexually active.
Then you need to take that responsibility and take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
What's happening, it sounds completely normal.
Right.
But you need to have it checked out to be sure that it is.
Let me tell you an interesting consequence of over-domineering parents. Well, abusive parents who are going to smack them to the floor if they get pregnant. They're then scared to seek help for fear that their mother will find out that they sought help. So now, basically, they're just having sex. The guy's rammed his penis into a cigar tube, and he's using a 30-weight motor oil as lubricant.
Also, these kids that are abused physically like that expect that kind of treatment from adults. They expect to be violated, and they don't trust them.
Well, it is what doctors do, though.
They
do
every time, Adam. That's what they do.
Kristen?
Hi.
You're 15. What's up?
I was masturbating with a hot dog, and it got stuck up in me, and I don't know what to do. Is that going to give me an infection or anything?
No.
Whole thing is stuck in you?
Not the whole thing. Like, I was doing it, and a piece of it broke off because, I don't know, it just did.
I don't know if I believe her.
I don't either, but let's assume that, let's pretend.
Hey, did some guy put you up to this question?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
How long ago did this happen?
What?
Hello?
How long ago did this happen?
Like a half an hour.
What kind of hot dog?
I don't know.
Okay.
Liar, whore, you
might
know it.
She might not know.
Now listen, think about it. You know, it sounds like an honest answer, I don't know. But everyone knows what kind of hot dogs they have at home. I know the difference between Oscar Mayer and a Hebrew National. You've been eating them for years. Would someone give you the hot dog? Did someone produce the hot dog? Where'd you get the hot dog?
Out of the fridge.
And you don't know what package it was in?
No, it was in a just plastic bag.
All right, let's just, you know.
Nah, right. I don't buy this. Your parents eat hot dogs?
Yeah.
And you don't know what kind they buy?
No, I don't go shopping with my mom.
You don't see what they bring home? You don't know? What kind of peanut butter do you eat?
I think, like, Jif, I guess.
There you go. But you don't know what kind of hot dogs?
No.
I don't buy it.
Okay, let's.
I don't. I'm angry if I do. It is true.
All right, but I'm with you. But if anything gets stuck up in there, it is a real concern. It can cause infection. It could even, if it becomes sort of occlusive, it's big enough, risk for toxic shock syndrome.
I got a plan.
So
it's a risky plan, but it's worth it. Kristen, do you have a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Now listen very carefully. I'm going to need you to get the dog into the room.
He's outside.
I know. I know. Does your dog eat hot dogs? Listen carefully. This is not a joking matter. Okay. Is it really up in there? Did you really break it off in there?
Yeah.
You did it a half hour ago.
Yeah.
Okay, you could try a douche you get over the counter. See if you could
douche?
See if you can flush it out.
How about just centrifugal force? You get on one of those...
No.
Apparatuses they have at the military training place.
Or how about just one of those little merry-go-rounds at the playground? Just have somebody, one of your friends, push you on that. Yeah.
But if there's like uneven bars or something at the high school that you could get a nice whip going on, plant the landing and have the hot dog pop out into the lap of the Russian judge.
So it is, Kristen, something very important that you have taken out or get out within the next day or so, because it could put you at risk for toxic shock. It will get infectious. It will smell like hell. It will be a big problem. And if you can't reach it with your finger, if you can't flush it out with a douche, you got to go see a doctor. And you'll be surprised. It's not a big deal. Stuff, you'd be amazed.
No.
No, Adam, we fish stuff out all the time.
I know.
Really, we do.
Hey, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel it if you put your finger in there?
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the deal, Drew. It can't really be absorbed into the body.
No, it'll rot and
it'll start
infection.
Working its way out.
It'll cause infection. No.
How about she uses one of those toothpicks with a colorful cellophane top on it? You know what I'm talking about?
With the hooks?
No, just a toothpick with a colorful cellophane.
Toothpick. Oh, I see. Little plumes.
Yeah, like they use for cocktail weenies.
Right. Oh, I see. It'll be gravitating to that.
And I could get it out of there. Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Drew, what about this? What about her pushing on her abdomen and sort of working it out like toothpaste?
She can try to. Pressure will potentially extrude it, but not necessarily.
All right.
This can be difficult to retrieve. Right.
And Kristen, what else you put up there lately?
Nothing.
What's up with you?
My boyfriend told me to do it.
He told you to call here or he told you to do it?
No, he told me to do the hot dog thing.
Uh-huh. And if your boyfriend put a bridge up his vagina, would you put a bridge? Wait, how's that one go? If your boyfriend jumped off a bridge onto a hot dog and it went up his vagina, would you do it too?
No.
All right. And be careful.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
And don't do whatever your boyfriend asks you to do. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Which includes calling the show.
Yeah. I swear to Christ, she has to know what kind of hot dogs her family uses.
Of course. If more than peanut butter.
Right? More? More? I don't know. No, I'd say peanut butter more. But
really?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, people are like, ooh, this kind I like, this kind I don't like.
Yeah, but stupid people like everything. Except for good stuff. That's how you know people are stupid. They like that Oscar Mayer crap, but they don't like the good Hebrew National. All right, let's talk to Aaron, who's 16. Aaron?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey. I like to eat ballpocks.
You're ballpocker?
Yeah, I like a ballpock.
Where the hell are you from?
I'm from Brixton, but I used to live in Ireland.
Wait a minute. Where's Brixton? In Boston?
No, Brixton is like the ghetto in London. It's like a really harsh part of town.
The hell kind of accent is this?
It's a made-up one.
No, I know. It's so bad. It's good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, it's not made up. It's 14 years of experience.
Now it's a little bit more.
Yeah,
present.
Well, it just came in.
As soon as we bring his attention to it.
He's an idiot.
He had to focus on that one, Aaron.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'd like you to say, I'd like you to repeat this to me, all right?
Okay.
I saw the movie.
I saw the movie.
Hannah and Her Sisters.
Hannah and Her Sisters.
No, so you should have been Hannah and Her Sisters.
Okay.
Okay, so where are you living now?
I'm in Fort Myers, Florida.
All right. And what's the question?
America's penis, as I'd like to call it.
The shape of Florida he's referring to.
Oh, I see.
Very, very creative caller.
Yeah, it doesn't look that much like a penis. Go ahead.
All right. My girlfriend's mother, I used to be part of the IRA, and my girlfriend's mother, I've explained to her that I'm no longer part of it because of previous, I was arrested twice before.
How long have you been in this country?
I've been in this country for 6 months.
And when's your birthday?
October 27th.
So you were a 15-year-old IRA member?
No, 16.
Yeah, 6 months ago, you were 16 months and... You were like 16 in 2 months.
I was very young when I joined.
Yeah, you were a 15-year-old IRA member.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. So why does your mom know you're in... Why does her mom know... No. Why does her mom know you're in that?
Because of when I came over, the schools, when they checked my other records from my visa, you know? My jail record was on there.
All right. I mean, is it the Irish Republican Army?
Yes, sir.
All right. So what, she thinks you're still in it?
Yeah, she thinks I'm some hooligan, a rude boy or something, and I'm still in it.
Yeah, listen, I could understand her concerns.
You no good hooligan!
Spent the last year making pipe bombs in some guy's basement.
Oh, no, but I'm the perfect gentleman to her daughter.
All right. Hold on a second. This guy gives me the creeps in a strange sort of sociopathic sort of way.
How many 15-year-olds join?
Well, that's a good point. Aaron?
Yes?
Maybe it's just your charming personality that's scaring her. I mean, maybe she just smells trouble. You know, it's not all about the IRA. That's one part of it, and the other part of it is you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
Are you a troublemaker?
Oh, well, not exactly.
You've been arrested in this country?
No, not yet.
Are your grades good?
Okay.
What are you doing in this country?
Oh, I had to move.
Why?
Because, I lived in England with my father, and I moved to with my mother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that, whew.
As usual with Loveland Callers, it makes it crystal clear.
He used to live in England, and
he
lives here.
No, well, he didn't even say that.
No,
it's my father, and then I moved with my mother.
Right. All right. Well, that's why I had to move.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I don't care. Aaron, I don't like Aaron that much. I think he's got a personality disorder. So, I don't blame mom. If I saw this this guy coming around, I'd keep my daughter away from him too. So we're not going to help you. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Rachel.
No.
Who do you want to talk to when we come back?
There we go.
Girl was raped at a party. Okay. Been masturbating since he was 7. Nonstop. Wants to know.
She.
Oh, she. Wow, that's better. After this. 1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, let's go back, see if we can help the kiddies. I'm really going to focus this break.
Good.
But then not the next one. But then I will the one after that. I'm going to try every staggering other. My focus.
Good.
Marianne?
Mm-hmm.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, when I found out, like, what sex was really early, in fact, I don't even remember. I just remember when I was 6, I would, like, tell my same-age friends what it was, and, like, they wouldn't believe me, and then, like, their parents would get mad that, like, I would tell them things like that.
Alrighty.
And do you think you saw something?
I don't think so, actually.
More than anybody did something to you?
No, I don't know. I think maybe somebody told me something, or, like, I read one of those, like, health books, you know?
You read at age 5?
Yeah. Oh, I learned to read when I was 3. So.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Geez, I learned to read when I was 23.
You learned to read?
I at a third grade level when I was 23.
Okay.
I'm now up to 7th grade, thank you. All right, so you learned early, and what's the problem?
I would, like, touch myself down there, and I never realized until I was, like, maybe in 5th grade what I was doing.
Right.
But I knew I was, like, masturbating. And, like, in the last few years, I really found out that, especially, like, you know, it became all popularized, that it's all normal for girls to masturbate and everything. But
right.
Then I was like, wait, I didn't think that was possible, you know.
Didn't think it was what?
I didn't think it was possible for people to, like, masturbate when they were 7 or 8.
Well, you don't have an orgasm, do you?
But I did. Like, I didn't know what to call it exactly back then. But it would, like, escalate, you know, and then, like, the release and everything.
Huh.
I mean, now I know it, and I mean, now it's a lot more, you know?
Right, it's a different experience.
You would have that at 7.
Yeah, but, like, it was lighter and everything.
Let me ask a couple of questions.
Let me ask you this, Drew.
Yeah, go ahead.
With men, it's pretty cut and dried because what are you going to do at 11? You're not producing sperm.
Right.
You can have no ejaculate.
That's right.
It can feel good. It can feel, like, tingly and all that kind of stuff. But you can just, you know, physiologically cannot have an orgasm because it is not in place.
Right.
But with a woman, maybe it's a little different. I mean,
maybe it is, but I still think it's qualitatively different once they have puberty.
I would assume, but I mean, what I mean is we can experience almost nothing before the age of puberty.
And they may experience something a little
more. And they may experience a more heightened version now at 18, but still
a
version of something.
No, I understand. And listen, Marianne,
mm-hmm.
Was there a lot of kind of chaos in your life around as a older child?
Not really. Well, I moved. I, like, totally moved really far. To, like, another country.
Where'd you move to?
America.
Oh, where are you from?
Russia.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, good times.
Don't you hear that Russian accent?
I hear something. I can't tell.
Please.
No, she has something, but I didn't know what it was. That's just
Valley girl.
Puerto Rican or something.
No, and your parents, they're together?
Well, actually, they got divorced around the same time.
Yeah, so.
I moved. All right,
that's a lot for a child to deal with.
Dad's an alcoholic?
No.
Really?
My dad's normal, and my mom, like, talks to
him. They kicked him out because of that.
And isn't everyone in Russia an alcoholic?
Yeah, they are, but my dad wasn't.
So that's why you had to leave.
All right.
But the deal is that kids that have a lot of chaos will sort of find their way to various kinds of arousal mechanisms. Boys will tend to become kind of violent. They may sort of expose themselves. Oftentimes it involves the genitalia. And I've just seen that over and again. I don't know exactly, you know, what the syndromes are associated with this, but I've certainly seen this. And when I'm treating parents who are addicts whose families are falling apart because of the addicted parents, the child often starts acting out in these kinds of ways. So it's a way of sort of trying to use arousal to manage unpleasant feelings, really. And it's kind of normal, provided that your life is normal now, you're emotionally stable, you have normal relationships.
She's doing great.
It's nothing, yeah.
Listen, Marianne, don't question yourself so much. You're fine, baby. Speak 2 languages. You're out of that godforsaken Russia. You're here in the beautiful U.S. of A., making a new life for yourself. God bless. Alex?
Our favorite town, too.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
The most USA I'll ever be.
Speaking of how much L.A. sucks,
yeah.
Don't you and I just sing that when we go to Chicago.
Yeah.
Isn't that where we really get into that sort of mantra?
I think they think we're kissing it. Yeah. So, Alex?
Yeah.
You're 15. What's happening?
Yeah, my neighbor recently told me that he had hepatitis C, and I was basically wondering what that is and what causes it.
This is a child with hepatitis C?
He's 17.
Yeah. Does he do drugs?
Not that I know of.
Well, hepatitis C is a virus, very, very similar in terms of how it causes infection to the HIV virus.
Mm-hmm.
It infects the liver. A significant majority of the time, it causes chronic liver disease. A significant majority of those will get cirrhosis and even liver cancer. It's treatable, and it does need to be treated with antiviral medication.
If they make out, can Alex get it?
No, it's not typically that way. Sexual contact theoretically can do it. It's just like HIV. You have anal sex with somebody with hepatitis C, you're... Yeah.
All right, no more anal sex with him, Alex.
You share a needle with somebody.
You understand?
I like girls.
Okay, that's another good reason why you should stop.
You're definitely going to get it if you share a needle with somebody.
All right, bye.
It's the new HIV. I've been predicting this story to come along.
Just hung up on you.
He's very fascinated by the story.
You know, it's funny. It's like...
entranced with the information.
Well, it's so... Really, Drew, it is your job in a nutshell. I mean, when you just stand back and one day you'll retire from this gig, you may have had 25 or 30 years under your belt by then, especially if this whole TV thing doesn't work out. And Lord knows it doesn't look like it's working out, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. But here's basically your entire Loveline career in a nutshell. 15-year-old calls, what's hepatitis C? Well, it's a disease that can attack the liver. It's spread no differently than... Yeah, all right.
I like girls.
My girlfriend got a hot dog. She got corn dog stuck in her ass. Get it? Corn dog. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Oh, you mean what is hepatitis C is a boring answer? I thought it was going to be filled with fart sound effects and crazy slide whistles. That's a boring answer? Oh, forget it. That was going to be good.
I'm just keeping it real.
Rachel?
Hi.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, God, Dr. Drew, you probably have to be the most attractive man in the world.
He is. He is a good-looking guy.
Yes, he is. Okay, well, first, like, to the chick, like, with the hot dog stuck up or whatever...
Mm-hmm.
My friend was telling me that in, like, juvie, they make you squat and cough. Like, squat as much as possible and cough.
To try to push out any cocaine packets. Yeah.
So, in juvenile hall, like, yeah, if you're trying to smuggle a
wiener.
a derringer in or a file or something.
We're national.
And that's how you get it out. Interesting. Yeah. All right, so if she were to squat down and cough, or
bear down real hard while she's squatting,
she could cramp on the floor.
She could crap, but the hot dog might fly out with it.
Okay, all right, and
so throw down a towel or something.
Right. Okay.
Okay, but what I had to say was, I was wondering if Dr. Drew had heard. There's this place. It's called Family Pact.
Yeah.
You've heard of it?
It's in California, though, only, isn't it?
I think so. I think so.
Right.
And it's like, I don't think they focus so much on abortion as, you know, like other places would do, but mm-hmm. they do what's called birth control for, mm-hmm. like, teenagers and older people, and it's all for free. And I believe the phone number is 1-888-FAM-PACT.
Yes, there's FAM-PACT, yes.
But, yeah. There's also an organization I'd like to talk to. It's a gay youth group. It's called Fudge Pack. it's where you... Oh, yeah. That's where I get the big bucks, everybody. All right.
Okay, well...
Yeah, so what? So hold on. This is so folks don't have to get an abortion?
I'm not really sure if they do abortions or not. I'll have to check. I just heard about it.
You know what? I should know more about this because I actually have dealt with this organization, and I don't want to speak out of turn until I acquaint myself with the facts about it.
Rachel, are you a religious person?
Yeah, I am.
You know, I'll tell you, the thing I appreciate, Rachel, is she takes her sort of theology and mixes it in with a tough streetwise sensibility. Like, she's talking about this organization that helps young women maybe turns them on to other options rather than abortion. And she talks about juvie, getting stuff out of the vagina by squatting and blowing your nose. You know what I mean? I like that.
That's what we've asked.
That's what I like.
We're just asking people to be realistic.
That's
about
rangy.
Humans. Yeah. And that's Rachel.
Rangy Rachel. That's what I like.
Keep up the good work.
I mean, that's the beauty. That's how, see, religious people, a lot of them sit around and say, well, you want the hot dog removed. You sit around and pray on it. No, God wants you to squat and blow your nose. And what the hell you do? Cough?
Cough. Blow your nose? Fine.
Blowing your nose would work.
Valsalva.
If you push, what's that Valsalva thing?
Bear down.
Like bear.
Yeah, it's Valsalva.
If you hold your nose, shut your mouth, and try to blow out, won't something come out of there?
Or your ear.
Okay. Well, if the hot dog comes out the ear, so be it. Matt?
Hello?
You're 13?
Yeah. What's up, Joe? Adam?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I told the lady I was having a problem urinating, and I don't know if it came from my girlfriend, or I was...
Did it burn?
Around.
Huh? It burn when you urinate?
It burns at the tip.
Yeah. It's funny. We have had the female version of this almost every night for the last... You know, every other night, at least, last couple of weeks.
Right.
Not a guy. Well, that's urethritis, okay? And okay. Often that's an infection. Often that's a sexually transmitted disease.
Well, is he being sexually active?
Yes.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Son of a bitch. How old's your girlfriend?
12.
Oh!
She's a freak.
Hold on. I'm going to squat down, see if I can blow something out of my vagina.
Indignation.
Yeah. Blowing... righteous indignation out of my vagina. Hold on. She's 12, huh?
Yeah.
Take care of that one, will
you? Let me translate please? The 12-year-old freak, as you like to call it. Just look at sexual abuse victim.
Yeah. Come in, give me a hug. Yeah.
Actually, I would predict physical and sexual
abuse. All right, where's her daddy?
Where's my dad?
Where's her dad?
Her dad?
Yeah, in Israel?
No, they're in New York. They went there for 2 weeks.
So, she lives with her parents?
Yeah. They went for just a trip, but that's where they're at now.
Mm-mm. Now,
I mean, he's with them.
Think about working a different angle here. What's her dad, like a dentist or a surgeon or something?
Actually, she doesn't know what her dad does.
Ooh.
I don't either. I never...
Whoa.
Chicks never do that.
No. Come on.
No, they don't.
Oh, come on.
I swear to Christ... They screw that up, especially military stuff.
Yeah, but he even said, I don't know what he does. Let's get the sort of field, the sort of area where he works. I mean, if he worked on a loading dock somewhere, I can understand. Maybe
you want to know, like, blue collar, white collar? All right. Matt?
Yeah?
Do you have any idea what he does?
He wears a suit when he goes to work. I know that. That's about it.
Does he work for a business? Does he work for a bank?
I've never asked him, and I don't think he's
flying an airplane.
Did you drive a nice car?
BMW.
Hey, buddy, that's a nice car, you jackass. What are you saying? It's what we drive.
How dare you?
How dare you? What's that? Right. What do you want to drive? Like Liberace's limousine or something? Son of a bitch. All right, Matt. Listen, don't get her pregnant.
Please, take
please,
care of her. Yeah.
Please.
I won't.
Please.
I won't.
Okay, and one more thing.
The girl with the hot dog stuck in there. I think her brother, I mean, not her brother, that's sick. Her boyfriend could come up with a kinky way to get that out.
Oh, yeah. Matt, you're always thinking.
Shop vac.
But Matt, you have an infection. It may just be some irritation, but it is important to get this treated. If it is a sexually transmitted disease, your girlfriend could be at risk of infertility and tubal infections. Ugh. You could be at risk of complications.
The 12-year-old he's nailing?
Yeah, nice, huh?
What are you in, the sixth grade? Seventh?
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, hold on. Not eighth. Not the eighth grade.
Well, maybe she's just going to go this year. Maybe she'll turn 13. Listen, I turned 13.
We get into this like once a year.
I turned 13 like a week from now, and then I went to eighth grade.
All right, well, wait a second. Let me try this.
You're writing the grades down.
Yes, I have to do this. All right, then let's say 12, 13... And then 13
right.
to 14.
Except that.
No, that's wrong. I'm off one because it's 14, 15 into the ninth grade.
Yeah.
Right. So she, what? How old is she?
12.
She's more in the seventh. She's sixth or seventh.
Seventh, but she could be about to turn 13 and go to eighth.
Hold on.
September's the cutoff, dude.
I haven't worked this out yet, dude. Let me work this math out here. 13, 14. No, seventh. Yeah. What is it?
Seventh is 12.
She could be in the sixth grade at 12.
She could be.
Thank you.
She could also be in the eighth.
No, she's not going to be in the eighth. She's going to be in the sixth or the seventh.
At this date in 1969, whatever the hell it was.
Wait a minute.
I was going into the eighth
19
grade.
19 or 1869?
I was going into the eighth grade.
Seriously.
I would have been age 12 going into the eighth grade, turning 13 next week.
No.
Yes.
No. No, I've worked this out. I've worked this out already.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go backwards with you.
I'm sorry. Right. Look, we're going to do this. We're going to go backwards.
Here we go.
All right, get a fresh sheet. Get a fresh sheet. Start in senior. In 12th grade.
Thank you. That's what I'm doing.
17, 18, 12th grade, right?
17.
Or 18.
Or 18. 17.
All right, you were 17. I was 17, too, but I turned 18 at the very end of the year.
I turned 18 going into college. Like I could turn 13 going into eighth grade, but
working,
right now
keep
I
working.
Could be 12.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to work this out. We're going to come back. We're going to speak to Dan, who's 22, hooked up with a 36-year-old friend's
mom's
mom.
Friend. Ooh.
Okay, and then we're going to work out this whole grade thing after this.
Oh boy!
Okay, this.
Oh, God! Love Line. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody, Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla, that's Dr. Drew. Well, we took a leak and argued over the ages and what grade you should be in.
And we stopped arguing once we entered the bathroom, didn't we? That's sort of the great equalizer for us.
It's our fortress of solitude in there.
Yeah, we're fine again.
So anyway, we decide his girlfriend is probably going into the seventh grade.
Right.
Son of a bitch. Dan?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yep, that's right.
What's up?
How you doing tonight?
Good. You're thinking about hooking up the 36-year-old?
Actually, I already have.
I already have.
Yes, I have.
Friend of your mom's?
Yeah. I went to high school with her mom. I mean, I didn't go to high school with her mom, but I went to high school with her. And
she's 36?
No, the girlfriend. Not a girlfriend.
Like,
but
I knew her from, like, high school. We were friends.
It's her daughter.
Yeah, right. I was friends with her daughter.
How does she get a 36-year-old mom?
How does she have a 36-year-old mom?
Oh, I mean, like, when you were...
No,
wait
yeah,
a minute.
How
that
can she be 36
work.
With you? Yeah, shit.
That's tough.
She's younger than I am. Her daughter's younger than I am.
How much younger?
A few years younger.
How many years? You were friends in high school. What grade was she in?
No, her friend's not in high school now.
You were friends with her in high school. When you were a senior, what grade was she in?
When I was a senior, she was a junior. She was only a year younger than I was.
So that would make her mom 14 when she had her?
14 or 15, I don't know. I really don't know what age she had her at.
Nope. This is like this is the hot dogs again.
Yeah, retards and bad math sounded like us.
Yeah.
She was a couple years younger than me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
How old? Look, she was a grade under you. I think when you're in high school.
You know exactly.
And you're friends with somebody, you know, the grade over and the grade under. You don't have to sit around and quantify it that way. Oh, let me take. You know, see, here's the thing. There's certain things people don't remember, like what they ate for breakfast. And I'll buy that every time. But there's certain stuff, like when you went to high school, and if a dude was a year older or a year younger or in your grade, where you'll never, ever forget that.
There will always be that person.
There will always be that person, yeah.
But this call is always bogus, the hookup with a friend's mom. But let's see where he wants to go with it.
Well, the reason that's not too bad, though, is it's a chick...
And it's something that they're not friends anymore.
Yeah. Right, so I'm starting to buy it a little bit.
Right.
We've lost contact, but...
All right.
Go ahead.
How'd you get to have sex with the mom?
Well, it's kind of a crazy scenario because after we went to a bar, like me and the daughter.
I thought you lost contact with the girl.
What's that?
You just said
we were still friends. We were still friends after high school. We still hung out every now and again. But then... like, one night, we went to a bar. All of us went to a bar. And so we met her mom at some bar in Covina.
How long ago was this?
This was probably a good year ago. But we've been carrying on for over a year.
So you've lost contact with the daughter in the last year.
Yeah, but I've been still in contact with the mother.
All right.
She your girlfriend, this mother?
Like, I don't know. I don't know what I should do because, honestly, she's older than I am, and I just don't know how to take her around my friends.
Wait, yeah, Adam, take notes here. 36 is older than 22. You got that?
Hold on. There was a typo up on the computer. It said you were 120.
120?
Yeah. Oh, you're only 22.
Yeah, I'm only 22.
Oh, that's weird. I thought you were 120.
Yeah, 120 years old. I think I'd be dead.
I don't know. I keep a very open mind. You sounded like a mature gent. That's why I was trying to figure out the high school math, you know, because she would have had, you know, when they were in high school, she would have had to be in her early hundreds, late 90s when she had. So I was a little confused, but you're 22.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's 36.
Uh-huh.
I see.
So you went to this bar, and what happened?
Well, after we got back from the bar, we were playing drinking games. The daughter went to sleep.
Mm-mm.
And me and the mom started talking. We were still playing drinking games, just me and her. And it just, like, led from one thing to another, and
right.
We started kissing and making out, and then, right. like, while her daughter was sleeping in the next room.
I see. But, listen, Dan, you're a 22-year-old man.
Yeah.
She's 36. That's not a huge change. 36-year-old woman is fine. Sexual prime. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, you like her. I don't know if she likes you. You know, you've been carrying on for a year.
Far less difference between this woman and him than there would be between him and, say, a 17-year-old. 17 and 22 is a massive age change. 22 and 30, not that big a difference.
Well, 36, but...
It's different, but not massive, not, like, disturbing the way
no, but
a teenager
would. Dan sounds like a fairly young... Was it 120 or 22?
Yeah.
Fairly young 22. Okay, carry on. Look, if you like her, you want to make her your girlfriend, then go ahead and do it.
Yeah, agreed.
No big deal.
Agreed.
Trying to think of... You know, that Andy Gibb, one of the younger Bee Gees, he used to go out with that Victoria Principal. No problem. And Burt Reynolds used to go out with Dinah Shore.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was like, you know, 33, and she was like 50 or something.
Yeah.
What's up with him, by the way?
And
look into that.
And these women that do this, though, typically are coming off a marriage and don't want a relationship that is really a relationship.
Well, she sounded a little dicey. She's out with her daughter putting back some cold ones with their high school mates, you know. April?
Yeah?
22?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have a comment for that the girl who called about the hot dog.
Right.
Well, to me, it's a joke. Because I know from experience about having something stuck inside you, she wouldn't be laughing about it. She would go to the hospital right away.
What happened to you?
Well, I had, I didn't know my boyfriend was doing it, but he was experimenting with one of the large bouncy balls. And he kind of pushed it in a little too far and it got stuck. And then I went
You mean like a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Bouncy ball.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Whammo.
Yeah.
Hey, so
we had to go to the emergency room.
How, that's always fun with chicks. How big do you think this ball was?
Oh, I don't know.
Listen, if somebody fished something out of me, I could tell you the weight, and I'd say, do you want it, you want it ounces or kilograms?
Volume and...
Yeah. You know, you have no idea. You have no. You can't tell me how big this ball was.
It was probably like between 4 and 6 inches in diameter.
Right. See, this is why chicks can't parallel park. I've said it many times. Women get mad at me when I say that. Between 4 and 6 inches, let's say 5 inches. That's this long.
That's you.
That's taller than that coffee mug. And if it was a ball, it would be bigger than a shot put. You understand? That would be a huge grapefruit. Bigger. A large grapefruit, I'd say, was 4 and a half, maybe 4 inches by 4 inches around. All right, but anyway, how did this guy work? And of course, it's not that big. It's the size of a ping pong ball. It's an inch and a quarter.
Yeah.
But how's a guy going to work a grapefruit-sized ball up her vagina without her knowing it? That's the real question. April?
Yeah.
How is it that you didn't notice that grapefruit going up you?
Well, he had to ask me to close my eyes. You know, I trust him. We've been together for about 3 years now. And, you know, we're up for trying anything. And I said, okay. And, you know, the next thing I know it.
But, you know, that's
a... worried look on his face like something was wrong. And one thing led to another. And I was like... Okay, what happened?
That's a medium-sized cantaloupe that you described size-wise.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's not what he worked in there. He worked something about an inch across, right?
Hey, April.
Yeah?
Do you think he could work in a medium-sized cantaloupe...
Without you knowing
into
it?
...into your vagina's a baby's head basically, without you.
I knew he was doing something, but I wasn't, you know, I was up for trying anything.
Do you think it was the size of a cantaloupe, though? A small,
no,
medium cantaloupe?
It was smaller than a cantaloupe.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what we're trying. But you had to go to the emergency room, and how did they get it out?
Basically using, like, a suction.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They had to use a suction to get it out.
And that must have been painful and humiliating all at the same time.
Yeah, they try to make it a little funny. And, of course, sure, they kept saying, you know, well, this happens all the time, that they've had stranger things.
Right.
April,
right.
It's true. April, it is true. It is God's truth. You name the object, it goes up the tuchus or the...
Listen, I had a girlfriend that had...
Oh, the human is in such sad state these days. Is it not the human condition? Doesn't this say everything about the human condition?
I had to... one of my girlfriends had to put a leaf blower in her mouth to get this thing out. That's the only way I could create enough pressure inside to shoot that thing out. Thank you. 5 or 6 inches around. That's why they can't parallel park everybody. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hello? Yeah.
What's this one?
I have no idea what this is.
Gorillas, I like this.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Jay Moore coming in a little bit later on this week. Matthew Lillard will be in here. He's an actor who you'll definitely recognize. Been in all the Scream movies, and he's been a bunch of those sort of teen movies. So he's a crazy guy. Slash, speaking of crazy, will be in here on Thursday. Talk about whatever he's got to talk about. There goes Drew's pager. What's up there, Drew? Emergency? Mm-hmm. Aren't all pages emergencies?
That's why I have this other thing, so they can actually put in what the deal is.
What do you got there? An emergency at the hospital?
It's not the one that went off.
So what's the other one mean?
I don't know. That's the problem.
It'll bug Drew, too. It'll really get freaky.
You want me to take care of it?
No. Right. Not me. That stuff doesn't bother me.
You have no soul.
Well, I mean, you're supposed to call the hospital now?
Mm.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, go do it now, because we're just starting this thing, and you'll freak out.
Yep.
It will never go 18 minutes. But, hey, Drew, yell at the person if it's not an emergency. Please, start training people. Drew is such a puss with that stuff. You can train people. You really can. You yell at them, then they don't want to page you next time. Eventually, everyone stops talking to you. It's great. Dan?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
You want to know what the treatments are for anorexia?
Actually, I'm looking. I've been with this girl for about a little over a year right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe she's dealing with bulimia at the time. She's telling me she's bouncing back and forth, and I don't think that's true. I think she's just dealing with bulimia.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me fill Drew in. Drew?
Yeah.
Dan over here is 24. His girlfriend is the other half of that hot dog
fiance.
Stuck up her cooch. Fiance, sorry.
That's I.
Remember the one had the one half in the
other
vagina?
Half?
Yeah, she got the other half in the vagina. Wants your help.
No. Wow.
She's, did you call the hospital? Drew. Called the hospital?
Yeah, no emergency.
Everything good?
Yeah,
did you yell at them a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit. Just enough to make them think for a beat before they pick up the phone next time. So he thinks his girlfriend is anorexic and or bulimic, right?
No, I know she is.
You know she is. And how do you know?
Because she's told me she's been dealing with it for the past 7, almost 8 years now.
Mm-hmm.
How's the hot dog figure into this?
She won't eat hot dogs. If she does, she'll throw them up.
No, she doesn't eat meat at all. She eats salad, rice.
All right, she's bulimic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the question?
I'm concerned with her pill-taking habits. She's addicted to so many different kinds of pills.
So you have an addict with an eating disorder.
Well, what pills? What kind of pills?
Like laxative pills, like heartburn pills. She takes aspirin all the time, ibuprofen.
Okay, now, Drew, that's not really an addict. That's really... No. She's treating the symptoms of her anorexia, basically.
That's just desperate sort of acting out, trying to...
Basically, she's telling me that, laxatives maybe 4 times a day.
All right, so far you're just describing bulimia. And you're describing bulimia that is made particularly dangerous by the use of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and the laxative abuse.
Yeah, she was telling me she's taking like
15.
All
right, so, Hey, Dan?
Yeah,
with bulimia. Okay.
Dan, let me give you a couple words of wisdom here. You're 24.
Right.
How old is she?
23.
Slow down with the marriage plans just a little bit.
Oh, I'm about to go to school. You know, she's right. In a different city.
I know you're engaged, but she has some hurdles to clear.
I understand.
And there's something driving this anorexia and bulimia. I mean, she may stop that or she may get that under control, but then there's more work to be done. You understand?
Right.
But right now, she has a life-threatening problem. And
yeah, like a long-term effect type, you know, the pill taking.
Has she been treated before for bulimia?
No,
all right,
not at all.
It is time. That's all you can do is get her to treatment. You cannot change one shred of her disease other than getting her to treatment.
Right. Is there any kind of free type of treatments, or do you have to go to, like, you have to check yourself into a hospital?
It sounds like she may be best served in a structured environment, like an inpatient program, but certainly there are plenty of outpatient programs. Free, that's hard to come by.
Yeah.
How's her weight?
She bounces between like 92 and like 105.
And how tall is she?
About 5'1¾", 5'2", I don't know. Real close right there.
All right.
Bulimic, okay. And the weight is not so much the issue with bulimia, but I would check.
No, just out of curiosity.
There are several universities in Cincinnati where you live.
Well, but where is she at?
She's in Columbus, actually.
Oh. All right.
You know, Ohio State, right?
Perfect.
Yeah, that's where I'm about to go.
And call the university hospitals, universal healthcare systems, whatever they've got there, see if there's anything available for sort of cut rate or perhaps free services working on.
Listen, everybody, a lot of people don't have insurance. A lot of people don't have a family doctor or medical plan. But almost everyone who's listening to us has a major university within driving distance of where they are. And this is, you ever heard of Barber College? Like, I used to go to Barber College and get my hair cut because it was free.
That's right.
Or if it wasn't free, it was super cheap. What you had is a bunch of inexperienced yet eager.
Yeah.
And well-trained people.
Well-supervised, usually.
Well-supervised to take care of you. And they're just looking for dues to screw up.
No, that's that's a good way of thinking about this nice bulimic lady. But, there are fine teaching programs out there that you can have access to for nothing. And the county facilities are often that way, too.
Let me tell you, the Corollas were geniuses at saving a buck.
Working the system.
But wasting a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah, time, and you were no object in the equation.
Right. When you're poor, your time is worth nothing. So, an example of that is every year for Christmas, although one year, swear to Christ, Christmas tree, front branch from a pine tree in the front yard. Like Charlie Brown, actually cut the branch down and leaned it up against the wall and decorated a goddamn pine tree branch. That's going to be Exhibit A, by the way, when I sue my family. I'm waiting for them to hit the lottery. Right now, they don't have anything. But drive down to L.A. Go down to the train tracks down there in the center of town, down to downtown L.A. Get the Christmas trees from the wholesaler coming off the... You got to pull it off the train yourself and strap it on to
the fun and the Christmas
roof of the spirit. No, it wasn't. Could have gone across the street to the Gelson's or the Lucky Supermarket and for $19 got a tree. But we were going to get the one for $12.50, except for you had to kill a day getting the goddamn thing. Same thing with the barber college. We used to go to a barber college. It was a three-hour haircut. I mean, you sat there forever because the guy'd make three snips. Then his instructor would have to come by and take a look. Then his instructor would go somewhere else. The guy'd make three more snips. He'd come back again. The place was like in Hollywood or something. You had to drive over the hill. It was a 2.5-hour undertaking to get essentially a $4 haircut for free. But your time is worth nothing, and money is the only thing that's worth anything. But what these idiots never realize is, look, you could take your time and theoretically convert it into more than that $4. You understand? Maybe $8, perhaps.
Doing anything. Mowing lawns.
Stringing beads like a blind person.
But isn't that say something about...
the stupidity of my family?
Well, the laziness.
Well, it's hard to call them lazy because they end up burning more calories and getting less.
You're right. It's stupidity.
You know what I mean? I used to do that,
still,
too.
It's quite a hassle, quite an effort.
The starter goes out in the car, the white trash guy heads down to the auto parts, no, the pick apart place, slides under his car, brings his own tools, pulls the starter off the salvage yard place, trucks it back to his place, hooks it up and finds out the starter was bad. Then has to bring it back, then has to, you know, order one. Meanwhile, same guy would have paid $100 and just had a garage put it in. So who's lazy, though? You know what I mean? It's not stupid. I mean, it's not lazy, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Mules aren't lazy.
Yeah, you're right.
They're stupid. Thank you. Hope the family's listening.
Hello?
Not sure if they can afford a radio. Claudia?
Yeah, that's me.
I think they borrowed their neighbor's AM. You're 18. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I've been dating a lot of inexperienced guys, and it seems that they're making me rather unhappy in bed. Meaning, well, for one, they usually tend to have small penises. For two...
Which guys do in general?
The
Asians?
The guys I've been dating. All the guys I've been dating have had really small penises.
Uh-huh. So maybe you're just having a bad run.
Maybe, but you see, they also aren't even minute men. They're like second men.
Right.
Like my last boyfriend, he just put it in. He didn't do anything with it. He just put it in. 10 seconds later, he's like, okay, I'm done. And he got up.
Yeah. These guys would work well, like, in the wild, maybe a couple thousand years ago.
Sure, that's how the seed would get spread.
That's right. You didn't have time.
You'd be tracking.
You could only hold the chick down for so long.
Yeah.
It reminds me of animals mating, where the thing the phallus just goes in,
pow,
shoots the sperm, and then pulls out and swims away before the female squid, you know, devours it. All right. So they just put it in and put the seed in and get out. Fine.
Yeah, it's like, but he's a virgin. He's like, I'm glad I shared that moment with you. And what am I supposed to say after that? Okay, that was nothing.
Keep your money. No.
Because I've only had sex with two people, and both of them had penises smaller than 4 inches. Technically, I'm still a virgin because my hymen hasn't been broken.
Really?
Yes.
Is your hymen that far up?
Well, I'm talking, it's at least 3 inches, and it might not even...
All right, hold on a second. These poor guys, they're virgins. Yeah. They're, like, all nervous and sweaty. They're like, penny for your thoughts. She's like, listen, limpo.
Yeah, I'm glad I shared this moment with you. Oh, get the F off me.
What moment? Were you in me? I didn't notice.
Awful. So hateful.
Claudia.
Yeah.
All right, well... You sound,
how do I confront them?
Well, like, okay, hold on a second. The old boyfriend you don't have anymore, right?
Let's see.
Wait a minute. Say no, and then we'll move on. Right? You don't have him anymore?
No, but I have a new boyfriend.
Okay, how did you get rid of the old boyfriend?
Well, I was kind of talking to my friend, and my friend told him. And
that you were cheating, or what?
No, that I told my friend that he had a small penis, so he broke up with me.
All right, so you got rid of him.
That's why I'm afraid to say something to my new boyfriend.
Now you have a new boyfriend, and beside his penis, how is he as a human being?
Well, he's a great person, but if he's bad in bed, I want to be able to, you know, say something to him, so he doesn't get mad, but so maybe he can improve.
Somehow to say something.
Yeah.
The right sentence to make his penis grow is what you're looking for.
Magic wand, do we still have that?
Just how to tell him to not just put it in, but to do something with it.
Do we have the magic wand?
Magic wand.
I understand.
Make my penis grow.
So listen, you've only had sex with two guys, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, Claudia, I'm sort of softening to her, because at first I thought, my God, what a heartless person. I mean, really no concern about... Now she has said...
Yeah, I feel bad. That's why I want to know how
it's not that you are feeling disdainful of their anatomy. You're just trying to figure out a way to talk to him to help him understand what you need.
Well, there is an element of her hating his small penis.
Yeah.
It's not just that. He doesn't know what to do with it.
Okay.
He put it in, came, and then he was done. That's it.
Okay, does he...
And so you're angry about
that. Does he give you any oral sex?
No, he doesn't get down like that.
All right, that would be the place to start.
Do you give him oral sex?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
And he does not return the favor?
No, he doesn't, I quote, get down like that.
He says that to you?
Yes.
Well, maybe, you know, that's sort of...
Is he black?
No. No.
What's his nationality?
He's white.
Oh, there's only... Really? White guy won't go down. A disgrace to the race. Claudia, if you got a boyfriend who says he doesn't get down like that after you give him oral sex, he ain't a keeper.
Maybe that's why you're so angry. Maybe it's just the way he's treating
you. That's not the new boyfriend. That was the other boyfriend. This boyfriend's really good, but...
Oh, shut up. Do we have a 10-minute conversation about the ex when we think we're talking about the present?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't do this. Well, why don't you tell him to go down? Well, he won't do that. Well, geez, could you... Well, if he's not going to do it, you should dump him. Oh, I already did. We're talking about a guy. We're talking about a guy I dated 4 years ago.
Yeah. All right.
Forget it. Yeah. You're angry.
She's angry with
don't
guys.
Get pregnant. Who cares?
Well...
But
on the other hand, she does need the skill to be able to ask for what she needs, and this guy is sort of an a-hole. They kind of deserve each other. I mean,
we don't know if the new guy goes down on her or not.
Yeah.
Do we want to find out?
Yeah.
How do we know she's not talking hypothetically about a future boyfriend that we're not aware of? Okay.
Five.
Listen, goofball.
Okay.
Does this boyfriend go down or not?
Well, he tried, but he didn't know what he was doing.
All right, so he's inexperienced.
Maybe that isn't his fault, and he isn't to be...
I don't want to tell him this, but I told him, okay, that's good, but I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Okay, but listen, you're angry at the guy. Seems like you're angry at a lot of men. Where's your dad?
I'm frustrated.
Where's your dad?
I haven't seen him since I was younger.
Ooh, yeah, boy, all right, there you go. Listen, you're angry at your dad. Not all men, your dad. You understand?
Where's my bourbon?
They all don't represent,
we aren't all your dad.
Here's what I'm saying, Claudia. If you got bit by a dog when you were five, all dogs you see are not that dog. That's the dog that bit you who ain't even living in the same city as you are anymore. You understand?
That would explain my fear of cats.
Okay, listen, screwball. Don't get pregnant, okay? Don't get pregnant.
Well, how do I talk?
Don't get pregnant and stop being so goddamn angry. You're angry at your dad.
That's why
these
you can't
poor
tell
guys him. Come along with this small penis and bad oral skills, and they're scared assless of Claudia.
Right.
They don't know
that's
what to
right.
say.
That's right.
And they have no power.
And she knows
all the power.
If she speaks up at all, it'll be from a rageful place that won't come out right. She's just saying, hey, this be make.
Yeah, you want this guy to perform better in bed? Give him a chance.
Be
talk
nice.
To him
tell
about
him how.
It.
Yeah, he'd be right. happy. He'd be happy to be instructed. Guys are like animals that way. They don't want to crap on the carpet all the time.
Dave?
Very happy.
Now, listen. This poor guy, she's angry. That's Claudia. Angry at dad. Go talk to dad. Dave?
Hey, what's up?
You're 20.
Yep.
What's up?
I threw a party about a week ago, and I passed out about around 11 o'clock or so. And I found out the next day that this chick got tagged by two guys, and she was claiming it was rape later. I don't know if it was because she was pretty wasted, but apparently there was a big scene and they disappeared, and I haven't seen her since it happened. And I'm trying to figure out if I should, talk to people about it, and try to, go find the guys who did it or what.
Whose party was it?
My party.
Oh, was that your house?
My apartment.
And who's the girl?
Your apartment, and you passed out early.
Well, yeah, I'd been up for a couple days.
I see. What, doing speed?
No, acid.
Oh, acid. Oh,
yeah. And she was on it for the first time. That's why I feel really bad about it.
Was this a friend of yours?
Well, it was just, I'd met her boyfriend at a rave and we were hanging out, and he's all, hey, is it cool if my girlfriend kicks it at your guys' apartment for the weekend? I'm going camping. I'm all, sure, why not?
So, whoa. Just drop her off somewhere?
She
and
was hanging out with, me and my girlfriend and our roommates and everything. And
all right,
down.
All right. Well, look, have the cops been involved yet?
No, she didn't want... I didn't talk to her, since, but, from what they said, she didn't want...
Well, that fact suggests that this isn't the first time this has happened.
Well, no, so, she said when she started drinking, she's all, when I get drunk, I get crazy, please don't do anything with me.
Yeah, and this has happened before, and...
I woke up, and somebody had put my sword through the wall, and, apparently she went and tried to kill herself with a butcher knife, and my roommate took it away and went after the guys, and, crazy... whoops, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. It was crazy ass.
Yeah. All right. Dave.
Yeah.
This is a very disturbed person.
Don't hang out with drug addicts and don't pass out before they do. That's the key.
Well, that wasn't the plan. I figured the only way I was going to, fall asleep and make it to work is if I, got drunk and passed out, and I did, and they tried to wake me up, but I didn't wake up.
You didn't go to work?
No, I made it to work, the next day.
I didn't wake you up that day.
Just for laughs, what do you do for a living?
Works with kids.
Yeah, ride a school bus. No, I work with computers to do, document conversion.
Okay.
I feel better.
Hey, Dave.
What's that?
Listen, I hung out with a lot of guys just like this. maybe bigger.
Well, see, and that's the problem.
More screwed up.
Like friends of mine up to this point, and I don't even know like if they knew they were doing it.
I know, but
they thought she was going along. But I guess like afterwards, like one of my buddies I've seen since then, and he apologized for the whole thing. And the other guy, I only saw once, like really quickly, and he's all, you know, something like bitch gives good head, and I got all pissed off, and then you know he took off, and I haven't seen him since.
Okay, right. here's the deal. Situations. People do a lot of effed up stuff when they're really loaded.
Yeah.
Really loaded makes them do a lot of effed up stuff. And if you surround yourself with those people, get loaded and pass out first. And by the way, when you pass out first in front of those guys, it's like being the last piece of pizza at a Super Bowl party with about 10 drunken fat Green Bay Packers sitting on a sofa. It's like you just sit there, they just stare on you, and eventually they're going to fight over you and eat you.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
You cannot pass out first. I've made this mistake many a time.
But the fact that she didn't report to the police suggests this is not the first time that,
hey,
that
he
she's
doesn't
used
even,
to abuse.
And he barely knows her, and she's gone. Listen, just slow it down with the drug addict friends. Yeah. And don't make your place the party place. That's the other pain in the ass. Man, I mean, I used to have to get people out of my apartment when I was 19 or 20. I had to actually lift the apartment up and tip it over and shake it to get people out of there. Thanks for spitting in my face there,
Drew. Take like a rug and shake it out?
I swear to Christ. It was really hard to get people out of there. And actually, all right. I didn't want to get into it. It's bringing back bad memories. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew over there. 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's hop to the phones and speak to Matt, who's 21. Matt?
Yeah.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, just a quick question for Dr. Drew there. I got molestum from a chick about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I went to the doctor and everything, got the condom burned off as good as possible. Mm-hmm. There was one lingering left, so obviously that one spread. But there's four, there's like six left. Two of them are come kind of in and out, but the four are right on the shaft and they won't go away. My doctor said they'll eventually go away, but there's no end in sight here. Will they ever go away?
Did you see a dermatologist?
No, I mean it was a general practitioner.
You got to go see a dermatologist.
What can he do?
Well, they first of all have different techniques to get rid of them, so they actually can get it off you. And secondly, I think they're using some of the anti-wart creams now.
Is that molluscum contagiosus?
Yeah, contagiosum. Eldera is something that is used now for warts, and it could possibly be used in this thing too, but you need to talk to somebody who really deals with the skin all the time.
Drew?
Yeah.
How important is the contagiosum part of that equation?
You know, the question is not important, is it? Because it's just part of the name, but who came up with that? But how about just molluscum?
Are there other diseases named molluscum that it's competing with?
Non-contagious
forms? I mean, that's my whole point. Yeah. This is really, it's like coming out with a movie and saying the sequel or the second before the first one comes out.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Right.
Just name it what you're going to name it.
Or it's...
You don't need the contagiosum part.
It'd be like Scary Movie, the movie.
Well, it's a sexually transmitted disease, right? Or does it fall under that heading?
Yep.
And it's contagious just like all the rest of them are?
Yep.
I mean, it probably has a million diseases to compete with.
Yes,
on the
we should say gonorrhea, everything contagiosum, syphilis, contagiosum.
That's what I'm saying. Let's just call it, molluscum. That's enough. All right. Jen?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Uh-huh.
What's happening?
Adam, I just wanted to thank you for turning my husband on to Minko or Minka or whatever.
Oh, boy.
Minka?
Thank you.
Number one Asian big boob queen.
Number one? Asian big boob queen.
Anyway, my question is, I moved to Seattle when I was 19.
Hold on a second. I'm not done with Minka.
Okay.
You know, she used to be on the professional tennis circuit, but now with those big jugs.
Uh-huh.
Don't play tennis no more.
She's a dynamite lady.
Rubbing salt in the wound. Thank you.
Yeah. Who's number one?
Minka's number one. So, did your husband start looking on websites and stuff?
Oh yeah, and now he wants to order videos.
Oh well, at least he's including you in his joy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
very kind of him.
Nice.
Well, look, every man's got to have a passion.
And for that be me?
Oh, poor yeah,
Jen.
I never thought. thought of it that way. But look at it this way. There's probably some other guy jacking off to you somewhere that you don't know about.
That's great.
See, that's called the circle of life. That's called the circle of jerk.
Thank you.
All right.
Good time.
So,
good time.
Are you a little PO'd that your husband is...
No, I don't mind it.
You don't care?
Because we're both on Paxil, so we have no sex drive, so it gets him to leave me alone.
Ooh.
Well, wait a minute.
Why don't you look into Sarazone or Wellbutrin or something?
Hold on a second. If he has no sex drive, why does he have to leave you alone?
Because we both have no sex drive.
Because you know why? Because for women, when they get this SRI shutdown, it's really a shutdown. Sex is ew. It's like,
completely.
Yeesh.
Well,
like,
I'm just saying, if he has no sex drive, why do you have to shoo him away?
He still has a tiny bit. She has like zero.
He seems like he's doing all right if he's coming at you. How often does he come at you?
Once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's he do? Like, he says, here, stuff this pillow under your sweater, and I've got some tape. I'm going to tape your eyes back.
Yeah.
Hold still. All right. So, what's the question then?
So, I moved to Seattle when I was 19.
Right.
From living in Missouri and for 19 years with my parents, and fell into a pretty bad group where I became addicted to cocaine. And after... quitting after about a year, my husband says that I twitch in my sleep, like twitch and jump, and also that I talk a lot.
Mostly your legs jumping around, or
pretty much my whole body.
All right,
it wakes me up.
It could be the Paxil too, you know.
Oh,
and anyway,
if that had anything to do with the cocaine.
Usually, people do a lot of cocaine will get. Restless leg, which really what this is, or limb movement disorder during sleep.
Uh-huh.
And usually that goes away within a few weeks, if not 6 months, at the absolute outside, in my experience.
Okay.
At least they're not complaining. At least they're not complaining about it after that. Now, if you're on Paxil, that might make it worse, I suppose. And are you exercising a lot or doing anything, training or anything like that?
No, not really.
And do you have any other medical problems, any other medications you take?
Just the birth control pill.
Yeah, it would be worthwhile you getting this treated because these kinds of sleep movement disorders can really disturb your sleep. Although you're maybe sort of staying asleep through the night, the kind of sleep you get is not normal.
You got any kids?
No.
Good.
Very good.
Yeah. Tell him, tell your husband
he's
that...
He's listening, so...
Oh, he is, yeah.
Tell him.
What's his name?
Craig.
Craig.
Yes.
That's a good guy's name. That's a regular guy's name.
Yeah.
Hey, Craigster. I think there's one called, like, Mount Fuji or Madam Butterfly Mounts Fuji or something. Oh, it's a Minka thing. That's a video you want to get. You're done with
her. No, I'm really not done with her. Jen?
Tell her to see somebody.
Jen. Yeah. Couple things.
Okay.
There are other antidepressants that will be as effective as Paxil, probably without causing the sexual dysfunction. Sarazone, Wellbutrin, Remeron. Talk to your doctor about that. A.
Oh, I'm trying to quit smoking also.
Yeah.
So
B.
Zyban.
Well, you've been taking Zyban on top of that?
Yeah.
Well, that's Wellbutrin, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's Wellbutrin. Yeah. Now, that can cause a lot of disturbance of sleep also, and for sure leg movement stuff sometimes. So, Paxil and Zyban, I mean, who's prescribing all this stuff? You need to see a psychiatrist.
My psychiatrist.
All right. And secondly, you're not doing cocaine, but you're not in recovery?
No, so quit cold turkey.
Yeah,
but
you are drinking, you are smoking a little pot, that kind of thing, right?
No, I don't smoke pot.
You are drinking then?
Yes.
Let me talk to
I'm
Craig.
I'm a bartender.
Okay,
Craig,
well,
if you're going to beat off, use a water-based lubricant, something that's not too viscous. Well, he's talking to you. I'd like to talk to Craig.
Jen, your alcoholism is going to take off now, and that causes also sleep disturbances of what you're talking about.
Okay.
So your overall addictive disease is unchecked, and that needs to be treated. And I suspect if that actually goes into remission, you get off some of these medicines, the leg movement thing will go away, rather than going on to the Sinemets, the Mirapaxes, or these things that actually treat that.
Right.
There you go.
You know what I love about the porn industry? I don't want to call it legitimate, but here's what I'm saying. It's like one of the last bastions of sort of large-scale racism that goes unknown. You know, like Minka. Minka is Korean, but that doesn't translate well in the porn industry, so they made her Japanese.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's why she's Madam Butterfly, right?
Right.
Mount Fuji.
And it's like, Mr. Fuji slips the Mushu pork to Madam Butterfly. You know, it's really racist. I mean, it's like if you were talking about blackborns, you'd be talking about fried chicken and watermelon and stuff. And that goes on in porn and no one cares. Because it's like, what are you going to do? Upset their delicate sensibilities? You know, there's a ton of that. I mean, all the Minka stuff is all... It's all Asian. I mean, it's got some good stuff in the top. No
kimchi anywhere.
But let me explain the porn connoisseur. Here are your nationalities. You got your white. Then that's like American. You got the American. Then you got like your Swedish porn. And then there's Japanese. But all, you know, all the Koreans and Chinese and Vietnamese and stuff, that doesn't really exist. If you're dark skinned and you're not black, you're Japanese. Oh, you got to kind of pick. Well, it's like wrestling. It's like professional wrestling. If a guy was Vietnamese or, you know, he was a mutt or something, he'd pick
a
strong country, yeah, and that would be it. You know, if a guy was a Hungarian, he'd be a Russian.
Right. It has to evoke some story.
Right. You got to wave a flag around that you know about.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
No, we won't.
Come on, dude. We got to keep rolling along. Anne?
Hi.
Hey, is this show ever going to end? I've been talking for like the last hour and a half.
Yeah, you have been talking. Not because the show's been running on.
Oh, come on. Don't kid around. Don't kid around. I'm already in the car. Go ahead, Anne. You're 18.
Yeah, I'm pregnant, and I told the guy who's my ex-boyfriend, and he kind of cut off contact with me, and he's in contact with me now. And we were recently in a car crash, and the guy we were in the crash with wants us to sign these like forms saying that we won't like sue him or something if we find out there's injuries later from the crash. That
you're asking us whether they're not to sign these forms.
Yeah, because the guy...
That's a legal question. We cannot answer that for you.
I can.
I was wondering if I should tell the... all right, the guy, my ex, totally freaked out and, like, did this entire thing where he actually wanted me to sleep with someone else so that I could say it wasn't his.
Mm-hmm.
And so he...
Somehow that would inject his genetics into the baby that's developing?
He just assumed that I miscarried when he started talking to me again because I didn't mention it to him because it just... That
all right, was, hold on. Let me break this down. How pregnant are you?
Around 5 months.
Mm. Around 5 months. And how old is your boyfriend?
18.
And you got in a car accident with who?
Him.
Was he driving?
Yes.
And whose fault was it?
The other guy's.
The other guy's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And was anyone injured?
No, not really.
Okay. Not really?
Mm-mm.
So everyone was okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And does your boyfriend have insurance?
Yeah.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And have you started seeing a doctor and gotten some of that prenatal care and that kind of stuff?
I don't have any money and stuff, so I'm...
Well, go to the county. Where are you calling from? Go to the county.
Burbank.
Yeah, go to the county. Get the prenatal care.
What do you plan on doing with the kid?
I don't know.
How about you give it up for adoption? Do you think that makes the most sense?
I don't know.
Get lots of worthwhile parents.
Give it up for adoption, please, Anne. You don't want to be saddled with this. You're 18. You can barely find your way on your own. Can you imagine having to take care of somebody? I mean, you can't take care of yourself at this point. Okay, Ed.
Okay.
The good news is the kid probably won't start talking until he's about 14. So, mm-hmm. All right, Ann?
Yeah.
Listen, I know you're in a bad place right now, but let me give you your short-term plan here. Give the kid up for adoption and do not get pregnant again, especially with this guy. All right? Move out of the house, go to school, get a career, get a life. Then you get pregnant later in 10 years when you're married and you have a nice situation, okay?
Okay.
Where are you living now?
With my parents.
Okay. And they know you're pregnant?
No.
All right. Ask them for some help, too.
Can you talk to them about getting a little help?
No.
You're going to have to eventually, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I mean, you got to confront them at some point, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now's the time.
All right?
You need some prenatal care, you do.
Just listen. Take care of yourself. Take care of the baby. Go to, like, Planned Parenthood. Talk to a counselor. Weigh your options. and make a responsible decision. You're an adult now. Give the kid up for adoption.
Okay.
All right. All right, take care of yourself.
All right.
And don't get pregnant again.
It wasn't planned.
That's what I'm saying. All right?
Okay.
All right, take care.
You're fat.
True, please. And I don't know what the part about the accident and the signing, but let me say something to everyone who's been in any kind of accident ever. If you're fine, you're fine. That's it. No lawsuits, no nothing. Let's not focus on what we could potentially get. Let's focus on reality here. If you got rear-ended and you feel fine, I don't care if the car's a total loss, you don't sue anybody. As long as you're fine. You understand? Guy forces you off the road and you drive over Niagara Falls. If you're fine, no suing. That's what I want. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back.
Loveline. Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew over there. All right. Here we go. Rolling right along. Let's help the kiddies. Heather?
Hello.
You're 23. You're on Zoloft, and you have to quit because of the price.
Yeah. And Zyprexa.
And Zyprexa.
That's the most expensive
one. Yeah, Zyprexa's a little more expensive.
How much, Drew?
$5 a day, something like that.
It's like, for a month of Zyprexa, it's like $235.
So $150, $105, $7 a day.
Yeah. Well, even more. $250. Yeah, that ain't cheap. Your mental stability is not worth $8 a day, I'll tell you that right now.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. You are pretty effed up. All right, so what can she do, Drew? Any alternatives?
I think what you got to... The doctor is prescribing it, perhaps can keep you supplied with samples. Thought about that. Or you can go to maybe a county facility where they can give you these at low price or nothing. You can also call the drug companies and try to get them for you on a compassionate basis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? You must have to work it with your doctor.
Yeah, you do. The doctors fill out a bunch of paperwork.
Say, like a hardship case, yeah. And they'll do that once in a while.
Yep.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just give it to you at a sort of...
Or nothing, usually.
Really nothing?
Yeah.
They don't want to give you a little bit?
No, it's usually zero.
And what's the likelihood of that? I mean, if you offer a compelling story, will most drug companies go along with that?
I've done it a few times and never been turned down.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you say, look, I got this patient.
Here's why they can't work.
They're in need of this drug.
They need this medicine. Here's what we've tried otherwise.
And how long do they keep up with that? Is it indefinite?
Usually they put, I don't remember, I haven't done it in a long time, but usually they put some time limit on it.
Can you give me some Quaaludes that way?
No.
Why are we even talking about it then? Evelyn?
Yes?
You're 16?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked to anyone named Evelyn on this show in the 6 years that I've been here. Even though it's a popular name, no one's named it. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I'd say Evelyn would be the most well-known name that no one's named. Wouldn't you, Drew?
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead, Evelyn.
Well, recently I just broke up with my boyfriend a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't stopped calling my house.
Uh-huh.
Change your phone number, can you?
Huh?
Can you change your phone number?
Well, I've been trying to tell my parents to change it, but they won't listen to me.
Why don't you stop picking up your phone, have your parents pick up, and allow them to tell him to stop calling?
I tried.
And what does he do then?
He just hangs up.
Do you see him at school?
No, he goes to another school.
Well, at least he goes to another school. How often does he call?
He calls every day.
When you pick up the phone and he's there, what do you do?
I hang up.
All right. Just keep doing that.
As soon as you hear his voice, you hang up?
Like, he says some stupid stuff, like saying...
No. As soon as you hear his voice, you hang up.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not him. It's his friends.
It doesn't matter. Anybody
associated
with him, you hang up on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any communication with. And if you need, you get a restraining order.
I tried, but they're saying that because he hasn't came to my house, I can't do anything.
Okay, but Evelyn,
mm-hmm.
just hang up every time the guy calls immediately.
Okay.
Watch. Let's practice.
Answer.
Okay.
Hey, Evelyn.
Yeah?
All right, we really shouldn't be talking now because you can't hear me because you haven't picked up the goddamn phone yet.
Okay.
I need you to answer the phone.
I am answering the phone.
No, you got to say hello.
Hello.
Hey, Evelyn. It's me, your ex-boyfriend.
Okay. click.
There you go.
Don't even say okay.
But are you just going to make the click sound, or is that click sound representing you hanging up?
Me hanging up.
Okay, good. Just do it. Believe me. Here's what everyone does. I really do know this to be true. What these people want is they want to dance. Yeah. They want someone to engage with some kind of conflict, whatever. They want something.
Sometimes they even get sort of a weird enjoyment out of disrupting people's lives.
Yes, and here's the thing. They will be persistent, but no one is that persistent. When met with nothing, no response, they'll stop. It's going to take a few times, and that's why you have to be consistent, because you reset the clock. You could do it 10 times in a row, and on the 12th time, they would have left you alone forever, but you got into it with them on the 11th.
You can't even go, because then he knows.
They know. They can have no...
You can't go, you've got to stop this.
Right.
You can't, it got to be zero.
That's right.
Nothing.
No, only like the criminally insane, the cream of the insane crop keep going with nothing.
Yeah.
Justin?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
You want to know how you convince your girlfriend to masturbate?
Yes.
Who, herself?
Yes, herself.
With you around?
Yeah, particularly with me around.
Particularly?
Yes.
She won't do it? Will she not do it when she's alone?
No, she won't ever do it. She's never done it in her life.
Doesn't do it alone?
No.
Okay. I think the first move is to get her to do it alone.
Okay.
Have you bought her a vibrator?
I've talked to her about it.
No, listen. Talking to your girlfriend about getting her vibrator is like talking to your dog about having him neutered. No, you just get him in the crate.
Okay.
No, I mean, really, put her in a crate. Do you have a crate?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh. Yeah, you thought it was a metaphor. You thought I was still in the dog thing? No,
yeah,
I think you crate her up.
Okay.
No, here's what you do with the vibrator. There's not many women around that you can have this discussion with.
Okay.
How about you use a vibrator? No, they'll say no just on principle.
All right.
Because they want to be one of the girls who says, yes, I need a vibrator. You get that vibrator. You make sure you get some batteries in it, not the Duracell, because it'll take your arm off.
Oh, yeah.
And you just the very simple one, not a big black one with a crank on it or a kickstart or a rear view or anything.
Just a Slim Jim.
Just a basic white Slim Jim, $8 at any place.
Okay.
Even the Army Surplus store will have them sometimes.
Awesome.
And put a couple C-cells in there. Now, slide it under the pillow or between the mattress and the box spring, but get it ready.
Okay.
Okay? Then you perform a little oral on her.
Right.
Get her, staring up at the ceilings or reading the back of her eyelids or something.
Uh-huh.
Then you very slyly pull that thing out. There'll be a second where she's a little hesitant and a little surprised, but curiosity will win over and the juices will be flowing by then. Then she'll try the vibrator, let you try it out, work with her. Then you tell her, look, I'll leave it behind. No pressure, but if you get a little curious, give it a try. Just leave it on the bed.
All right.
You go home. Eventually, she'll start trying this thing. She'll get into this thing. She'll start getting into her own crap, and then you can do stuff with her.
Awesome.
All right there, buddy. Good times. Good times.
You notice how I let you go on about those topics that you enjoy enlightening our callers with?
1,000% right.
I understand, but there are certain topics that I'm 1,000% right about.
Right, except for you're not.
Usually you'll go on about...
You're about 850% right, but not 1,000%.
While I'm talking.
Am I right, though, with that vibrator?
Yeah,
you cannot talk to a woman about...
The room
I'm going to purchase a vibrator in your name.
Yeah.
No. You get it out. That's something you unfurl in the bedroom. You do not talk about it beforehand. Tom, you're 17. Tom's sleeping.
Let's hear him. There he is.
Now, so you say that every time, but that's just the sound of Anderson potting it up. See, that makes kind of...
That's that sound, but let's hear the guy sleeping.
Well, I mean, if your argument is a guy sleeping sounds like nothing, then you make a very compelling argument for we can hear him sleep.
You see?
But in that case, we'd go to the cemetery and hear dead people, too. But couldn't we? All right. Let's talk to Chris. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
You don't want sex.
Right.
but you want anal sex?
That's right.
You're gay.
With who?
With chicks.
Oh, with chicks?
Yeah.
You mean you want to do that to them?
Yeah.
Hmm. Right. So it's like, I don't want to play high school ball. I want to go pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you never get drafted unless they see you out of high school. You got to perform at the high school level.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The anal is a tough sell.
What would the anal do for you? Why is that so enticing?
I don't really know. It's just like some kind of a... It just looks more pleasing, or I don't know.
More pleasing to you.
More appealing, yeah.
Do you look at stuff on the internet, that
yeah,
kind of stuff?
Now,
is that stuff portrayed in pornography as
yes.
like pleasurable to a woman, or like they're damaging them? You know what I mean? What are these guys attracted to? Is that these women are being killed with a penis and they sort of want to act that out?
No, it's considered pleasurable to a woman in the porn industry. But if you think about the chicks who are attracted to the porn industry, that is probably the 8.5% that does like anal sex from a, you know, national standpoint. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So those chicks actually do like it.
Here, and most of them are not into that, right?
Well, it's their job to pretend like they are. But I would say half the women that are in porn are the women who are effed up enough to really get off on that. Dry anal rape.
Right,
right.
Right.
That's something I learned about the DARE program when I was talking to porn stars. So he watches this. He enjoys it. But, Chris, you got to start off with the regular sex, and then you get into the sex guy.
High school football before the pros, right?
That's right. Huh?
Huh.
Love line. Well, that's it. Jay Moore coming in a little bit later on this week. Matthew Lillard and Slash. You remember him from a little band called Guns N' Roses. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
What?
Hold on. I'm going to squat down so I can blow something out my vagina.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.